The case for compulsory vaccinations is dead. Omicron just killed it. By Kit Knightley. Yesterday, Ursula von der Leyen, the President of the European Commission, held a press conference where she talked at length about her quote-unquote concerns over the EU's low vaccination rate and how best to quote-unquote fix it. When asked about making vaccines mandatory, she said, quote, "It is understandable and appropriate to lead this discussion now, how we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union. This needs discussion. This needs a common approach. But I think it's a discussion that has to be led." End quote. Adding, quote, "Two or three years ago, I would have never thought to witness what we see right now, that we have this horrible pandemic. We have the life-saving vaccines, but they are not being used adequately everywhere. And thus, this is an enormous health cost." End quote. Of course, the idea that the EU nations are going to quote-unquote debate mandatory vaccinations is a joke. They are more likely to enforce them no matter what. But any real rational debate was over as soon as the EU and the vaccine manufacturers both admitted that the vaccines do not work. By any pre-2021 definition, the COVID quote-unquote vaccines are not actually vaccines. From the beginning, it has been widely admitted that they don't stop you getting the disease and they don't stop you spreading it. Every day we hear about some famous person or other testing positive, quote, despite being vaccinated, unquote. The EU has already hinted that their vaccination passes, which ironically enough, they appear to have been planning for 2 or 3 years, despite von der Leyen claiming they never saw the pandemic coming, will expire in 9 months. Why will they expire? Because the quote-unquote protection allegedly conferred by the vaccine wears off. How fast does it wear off? They have no idea. A linked source to an article on Yale Medicine entitled, "How Long Will Your Coronavirus Vaccination Last?" The alleged emergence of the Omicron variant makes the situation even worse from the establishment point of view. Indeed, it could be argued that the first real casualty of the Omicron outbreak was narrative cohesion. Experts are already warning that the Omicron variant may be resistant to the vaccines, and the CEO of Moderna added his voice to this chorus yesterday, saying, quote, "I think it's going to be a material drop in vaccine effectiveness. I just don't know how much because we need to wait for the data. But all the scientists I've talked to are like, quote, this is not going to be good," unquote. End quote. Even if these warnings prove incorrect, and the mainstream suddenly backtracks and starts reporting that the vaccines work better than expected to combat Omicron, that's irrelevant. They have just admitted that the quote-unquote vaccines could stop working the moment there is a new mutation. And viruses mutate a lot. A link is available in the article. So, they know the vaccines don't work very well, they know they will wear off, and they know any new mutations could stop them working completely. The only thing they don't know is what the long-term side effects of the vaccines are, a fact admitted by Pfizer themselves in their supply contracts. Quote, "The long-term effects and efficacy of the vaccine are not currently known, and there may be adverse effects of the vaccine that are not currently known." End quote. Now, here's the all-purpose disclaimer. This is not admitting that COVID-19 is dangerous, the pandemic real, or in any other way endorsing the narrative. Rather, and this is important, it's pointing out that even on their own terms, the establishment's plan for compulsory vaccination does not make any sense at all. The current narrative is that, bullet point, the vaccines do not confer immunity or prevent transmission. Bullet point, what beneficial effect they do have wears off, they don't know when. Bullet point, they probably don't protect against new variants or mutations. Bullet point, the vaccines have unknown long-term side effects. These are not fringe ideas or baseless theories. They are the self-contradictory supposed quote-unquote facts of the schizophrenic COVID story. Going entirely by the mainstream's own words, and completely on their own terms, any possible case for mandatory vaccinations is dead. The quote-unquote Omicron variant killed it, even if it never killed anything else. Unlike The Guardian, Off-Guardian are not funded by Bill and Melinda Gates or any other NGO or government, so a few coins in our jar to keep us going are always appreciated. Thank you.